Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. I have missed you. I'm reading today, but then more staff people will read the rest of the week. I have so enjoyed hearing different voices and learning from God's Word alongside different staff members. Today's passages are from Isaiah chapter 10, and then we'll go to Acts chapter 4, and we'll finish up with Psalm 51, verses 1 and 2. In Isaiah, we begin with verse 12 of chapter 10. When the Lord has finished all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, he will punish the speech of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the boastful look in his eyes. For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding. I remove the boundaries of peoples and plunder their treasures. Like a bull, I bring down those who sit on thrones. My hand has found like a nest the wealth of the peoples. And as one gathers eggs that have been forsaken, so I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved a wing or opened the mouth or chirped. Okay, and now the Lord is going to speak. That's not scripture. That's just me giving you context. Shall the axe boast over him who hews with it? Or the saw magnify itself against him who wields it? As if a rod should wield him who lifts it, or as if a staff should lift him who is not wood. Therefore, the Lord God of hosts will send wasting sickness among his stout warriors, and under his glory a burning will be kindled, like the burning of fire. The light of Israel will become a fire, and his Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. The glory of his forest and of his fruitful land the Lord will destroy, both soul and body. And it will be as when a sick man wastes away. The remnant of the trees of his forest will be so few that a child can write them down. Well, goodness, here Isaiah is showing us that the king of Assyria was boastful. He thought that he was doing all this destroying of Judah and Jerusalem of his own power. But really, God was allowing him to do these things. And ultimately, the king of Assyria is going to be brought down low as well. He's going to be taught a lesson that it was never his power, his prominence, his ability. This is a warning for each of us with our giftedness and also with areas where we have success. It's all God. He is the one working, and we better recognize it. And we must yield our hearts, our lives, and everything we have to him. The posture of a heart that is given over to the Lord is contrite, it's repentant, and it's recognizing the sovereignty and the power of the Most High. Our second passage today is Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. This is a very challenging passage as it relates to how the first Christians behaved in community, and it gives us some challenging thoughts for how we as believers should behave today. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common, and with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as were owners of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as he had need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Look back at verse 32. They were of one heart and soul. Oh Lord, may it be in our lives as Mountain Brook Baptist and as a people of God, whoever is listening, that we as the people of God would be of one heart and one soul, and that our heart would not be divided, but it would be set on you and the things of your kingdom. Our final passage today is Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 and 2. This is a great psalm to read and to pray in times where you're looking for words to ask forgiveness from the Lord. To the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As we end today, I just want to keep praying this psalm, if you'll allow me to. I hope you have a wonderful day and that perhaps you get some time away from work and you're able to just enjoy God's goodness. Will you pray with me? Lord, have mercy on us. We thank you for your character, that you are one who washes us clean through the blood of Jesus. We know that our transgressions are great and our sin is ever before us. Purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.